podcast presented by LineStar, your best MLB player props for today on Underdog Fantasy and Prize Picks, alongside my co-host Tyler Wieman. I'm Shannon Somerville. We've got some great props for you today, and we are on quite the tear here on the On Deck podcast in our props. Yesterday, Tyler and I were both 2 of 2 on our main props, plus we hit 4 out of the 5 props that we gave out yesterday, so absolutely crushing it, which means, Tyler, it is
money gun time.
All right, so first things first, Tyler. What's going on here?
Not a good sign. I think you got a pack too full. Got a little too aggressive with the money backing.
Got a little aggressive here. All right.
Yep, it happens.
There we are. There we go. Now we're rolling.
Yeah.
All right. So we won yesterday. That means we get to give out some money, and I will randomly, we're going to do the randomizer selection tool and figure out who is going to win $50. Remember, to be part of the contest, all you need to do is like this video, subscribe to our channel, and comment below. And if Tyler and I both hit our main props, one randomly selected commenter will win $50, like we are about to announce on the show today. And the winner of the contest is SpriteVic666, who commented, "Let's go, we coming back today." And we sure did. Congratulations. Thanks for playing your money today. You can message us on Twitter to claim that prize. So make sure to do that. Congratulations, SpriteVic666. Tyler, I'm feeling good about today's picks too. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I like them.
National Bourbon Day as well. If you guys celebrate, happy National Bourbon Day to you. But we got some pretty nice picks for today. So Tyler, why don't we just get right into our picks?
All right, let's go. So my first one is going to be Reed Detmers lower than 16.5 outs. It's at minus 140 in the sports books. He's been under in 64% of games this year, averaging 15.8 outs over the last 5 starts. Now steps in the best offense in the league, and he is much worse on the road. So I really think this is a good spot to hit that under.
All right, I'm going to a hitter prep like always, and I'm going Josh Young higher than 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs. That is minus 130 in the sports books. Young's hit this 57% of the time this season. This is a righty bat with a 302 ISO against lefties. Remember, MLB average for that stat is 140, nearly double. All right, going up against Los Angeles Angels lefty Reed Detmers, who's giving up a 928 OPS to lefty bats. Also, when you look at the Texas Rangers, one of the best teams in baseball, they rank first in runs, RBI, and team average. I love Josh Young today over that 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs. Plus, he's got better splits at home where this game is today, so I like that one as well. All right, bonus time. Tyler, who you got for a bonus prop for us?
All right, the bonus one I'm going to give out today is Jose Berrios lower than 17.5 outs. It's minus 127. Berrios is way worse when on the road. He has a BABIP of 321 away and 259 at home. Add in Baltimore's offense being extremely good and warm weather with the winds blowing out. I think it's going to be a little bit of a tough day for Berrios.
Oh, man, those Orioles are on fire. What is going on? Gunnar Henderson,
they're
on
good.
A tear. The AL East in general. Whew. It sucks to be a fan of one of the teams in that division. I'm going to tell you as a Yankees fan, it's tough right now.
The Yankees right now, too. Ugh.
Especially without Aaron Judge in the lineup to help bolster us a bit.
Yesterday, some of those defensive plays you guys had made you look like an adult league softball team or something. Beer league.
Like the plays that I make on our softball team. Yeah.
Hey, I didn't say that.
All right. So
that was all you.
For my next bonus pick, I'm going with Seattle Mariners outfielder Jared Kelnick, higher than 0.5 hits at minus 135. I like that this is just 0.5 hits. We just need one knock from Kelnick. He's gone over that for the last 5. And in fact, over 72% of the time this season, he's got a nice batting average over the last week, 278. And he's going up against a tough pitcher, Miami righty Yuri Perez. He's been a little phenom. However, he does have slightly worse splits. 2 lefty bats, which Kelnick is, 743 OPS given up to them. Miami bullpen when he does get to them. They have a 244 opponent average. That ranks 22nd in all of baseball. I also like the fact that he's batting fifth, so in a nice spot in that batting order. And I like that it's only 0.5 hits, so we just need one knock from him. Now, there were some others, Tyler, that I was looking at that didn't quite make the cut for our two props here. However, I still want to say them because I think they're worth it. Shohei Ohtani, higher than 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs, minus 115. He's gone over this 8 of the last 10, each of the last 5 games. And, I mean, it's Shohei, right? Like, he's on a tear right now, batting 464 over the last week with 4 home runs. And today he's going up against Texas lefty Andrew Heaney. He has done well against lefties, but he also hasn't really gone past 5 innings the last 2 starts. And LA's been awesome over the last 14 days. They actually ranked top 3 in runs and RBI. So Ohtani's in a great spot. And then I also like the position for Freddie Freeman today to also hit the over on 0.5 runs, which he has hit each of the last 5 games. He's accounted for a run, in fact, in each of the last 7 games, has gone over 7 of the last 10 games, over 67% of the time this season, batting 400 over the last 7 days with 2 home runs. Another hitter like Ohtani, who's just been on fire lately. And going up against White Sox righty Mike Clevinger, who gives up worse splits to lefty bats, which Freeman, he's a lefty bat. Also hasn't really gone past 5 innings. So you're looking at a Chicago White Sox bullpen in that case with a 4.69 ERA that ranks 26th in baseball. So 2 really good hitters in a nice spot today. So look out for those props or similar hitter props on Underdog Fantasy and Prize Picks.
It is interesting that you brought up that Clevinger stat. One of the bets that I already actually have made, and this isn't on Prize Picks or Underdog right now, but it was Clevinger under 16 and a half outs. So I have already made that bet. It goes along with what you're saying about Clevinger just not working that deep into games. And
exactly,
Dodgers have some lefties that can get them.
Can absolutely mash. So you can find some of these picks on Underdog Fantasy and PrizePicks. If you don't already have that app, make sure to download them. Use the promo code LINESTAR when you do, and you'll get up to $100 of your deposit match. And remember to enter into our Prop Bets contest. All you need to do is just like this video, subscribe to our channel, comment below. Any comment will do. And one randomly selected commenter will win $50 if Tyler and I both hit our main props. That's for both of us. That's each of the first ones that we give out at the top of the show, the ones we have the most confidence in. So hopefully we'll pick another winner tomorrow. So far this week, we are on quite the tear. We've been really hot this season. And Tyler, I do need to mention that, you know what, like, I can't take all the credit for crushing the props because the tool that I'm using is the Props AI tool on the LineStar app, which is so helpful to me in the props market because it just helps me find the best value. And then I can kind of dig in from there and do all the research that I need, but it really just helps sort it. So if you haven't already, make sure to check that out. We are doing free trials on the LineStar app, so you can just check it out, see how you like it. Take it around for a spin. Props AI, linestarapp.com is where you can find that. All right, now it is time for our home run calls of the day. Tyler, my streak came to an end yesterday, and I'm so mad at myself, kicking myself, because I almost took Fernando Tatis because I was at the Padres game yesterday and I wanted somebody to root for. He delivered a home run and I didn't go with him yesterday. Instead, I went with Ellie De La Cruz, who didn't have a home run. So, you know, looking to bounce back today, but where are you headed for a home run?
You know, you were talking about following the hot bat, and I am going to do just that today. I'm going to go with Gunnar Henderson plus 475 to hit a bomb in the month of June. He has played in 8 games, 30 plate attempts. He's hitting 483, the 500 slugging. That comes with 5 home runs. He's hit safely in 7 of 8 games, 4 straight multi-hit games. I think he's going to do good. He's also going against Berrios, who's much worse versus lefties and worse away. So it's a great spot for Henderson to hit another bomb.
Henderson's been on absolute fire, as have the Orioles in general. And Tyler, I'm just going to keep it in the AL East. We'll keep with the theme here. I'm going to Boston Red Sox slugger Rafael Devers for a home run at plus 340. Devers has 17 home runs on the year. 2 of them came yesterday. And in fact, he's had 4 home runs the last 5 games. Devers also has a nice ISO today, 278 ISO against lefties. He's a lefty bat, remember. And going up against Colorado Rockies lefty Austin Gomber, who has a 2.37 home run per nine rate. That's the second highest among all pitchers, minimum 50 innings pitch, plus the weather at Fenway. Now, there is a chance of rain, so I was a little nervous about going to this game. However, if it does play, we're talking about 70-degree temperatures and 11-mile-an-hour winds out at Fenway, already a hitter-friendly ballpark. I like Devers here for a bomb, another bomb to continue his streak. So,
just keep
an eye on the weather, though. Like, that was one that I was like, I don't know about the weather, but I just, like, couldn't not take it because that is the highest run total of the slate for today. So I like Devers for a bomb.
It's funny. Yesterday in my DFS show, I mentioned Devers, you know, being a good play, especially because I picked him the day before. Of course, he goes for two bombs yesterday. So it's I like it. I like it.
Yes, that trend continues. And I think if I ever pick Aaron Judge on the show for a home run, don't tail me that day, but tail me the next day. Because every single time I picked Aaron Judge for a home run, he has hit the following day, like without fail.
I have to bring this up, though.
Okay.
Just yesterday, you told me maybe we should never pick any Boston players.
I know.
You said that on the show yesterday, and you're going right to a Boston player.
You know what? I'm glad you called me out of that, because I totally thought that before I even went to Devers. But I don't know. I was having a little more difficulty than I normally do, okay? Give me a break here.
Okay.
And because of that, he's definitely not going to hit it. I haven't had a single Red Sox come through for me on any of my picks this season. Hopefully today changes. Devers is a great
They
spot.
Hate you as resist. Much as you hate them. I see.
I know. As a Yankees fan, it kind of is very fitting. So keeps in line with the trend. All right. Remember to check out our props and our picks. You can find some of these on Underdog Fantasy and Prize Picks. If you don't have those apps, use the promo code LINESTAR to get $100 of your deposit match, plus the tool that we use to help us out not only in the props market, but with, you know, daily fantasy. You can use your lineup optimizer. Check out linestarapp.com. There's a free trial, so you can just, you know, take it out for a spin, give it a try there at linestarapp.com. And again, enter into our contest. Do us a huge favor. Like this video, subscribe to our channel, and comment below. We got a lot of great content coming out. And stay tuned for Tyler's DFS show, where he will break down the slate for you. So got that to look forward to as well. All right, Tyler, let's get after it here today on National Bourbon Day. All right.
Well, let's have another good day. Bye, guys.